national headlines,
and the local stories you care about.
WLBB, Carrollton, News Talk, 1330,
FM 106.3.
And good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. I am your host, Josh Engel. It is Thursday, April 29th, 8:30 a.m. in the morning, and we're going to be talking about Mayfest. Everybody loves Mayfest. We've been looking forward to Mayfest. I'm not sure if we had it last year, but we'll get into that in a second. Today we have April Saunders and Allie Moffitt. They are with the Carrollton Main Street. Ladies, good morning. How are y'all?
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Now, is it Carrollton Main Street or the City of Carrollton?
It's the City of Carrollton.
City of Carrollton.
We are part of our awesome marketing team.
Awesome. 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 So, we're here to talk about Mayfest. But first and foremost, why don't we get a little introduction from you guys? Tell us a little bit about yourself and what brought you to be working at the City of Carrollton.
Cool. Well, I have been with the City of Carrollton for just over 3 years. I worked at West Georgia for about 7 and actually was a part of our new Carrollton brand. And so had the opportunity to come start a marketing department for the city, which has been a really great opportunity. So, yeah, been here ever since.
That's awesome. What's your favorite thing about Carrollton?
Honestly, our awesome downtown, all the things that we get to do, like Mayfest. We have such a great sense of community here. There's really nothing to not love about Carrollton.
It's awesome. All right, Miss Allie.
I have been here for 7 months. I actually moved back to Carrollton. I worked for April at the University of West Georgia for about 5.5 years. My husband and I moved to Atlanta, worked for Elf on the Shelf, and then came back. And we bought a house downtown, and we've just loved being back at Carrollton. We missed it. We missed the community. So there were just so many things that we missed about Carrollton. So it was really fun to come back and have this opportunity to work for April again and work on the marketing team again.
So you worked for the Elf on the Shelf. Was he a good boss?
He was a great boss.
Awesome. Now, actually, so you guys knew each other before?
Yes.
So you worked at the university?
Yes.
Nice. And here you are, back together again.
Yes, back again.
We make a very great team.
I can tell. So now we know that Mayfest is in good hands. It's coming up this Saturday, May 1st. What times can we look forward to that?
It starts at 9:30 and ends at 4:30.
I got you. Mm-hmm. So starts at 9:30, ends at 4:30.
Yeah.
And well, why don't we get a general idea of what folks can expect?
Well, it's at the heart of it, it's an arts and crafts festival, just like always. We're excited to bring, we have what, over 100 vendors?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And of all sorts of things, from woodworking, painting, baked treats,
candles, a lot of jewelry.
Yeah.
We have a lot of jewelry makers, and we have some fine artists too.
Nice. Excellent.
Yeah. We're really excited. And we've also, we've made a little bit of changes to the layout, so it'll be a little bit easier to get around. We mm-hmm. also, there are a few changes that we've obviously had to make in light of COVID and things like that. And so we aren't having our food truck court in our children's village like we normally do. Honestly, there's so much planning that goes into Mayfest that, you know, we start right after Christmas. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, at that time, there was so much uncertainty about what is COVID going to look like, you know, in the summer months. And so we really had to make some decisions about, you know, how could we safely do a Mayfest. And this is our first, you know, large event since in over a year.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did kind of make the decision to eliminate that, those aspects, to give us more room to have more vendors and things like that. Cause that's really, you know, the point of the festival is to have as many arts and crafts vendors as possible.
So, last year, mm-hmm. pandemic broke out.
Yes.
We can't avoid COVID. It's like every guest that comes in here, doesn't matter what world or profession they're with, we got to talk about COVID, because
right.
definitely, changed us all on an elemental level. Now, when we talk about Mayfest, so we didn't get to have Mayfest last year.
We did not.
Which is such a tragedy.
It is.
So why is it so important that we really make this year special?
I think that our community is just so looking forward to some sense of feeling like normal again, whatever that looks like. And if we can bring a really fun festival downtown, and it'd be modified a little bit to make it safer, you know, but still a really fun vibe, like we feel like everybody's ready for that right now. And we're looking forward to having people back in our downtown. We know our merchants are really excited to have people back in downtown and visitors to Carrollton and our community. there's been a lot of prep. It takes so many people to make an event like this such a success. And, you know, from our Parks and Rec department, they've been out there working all week, making the square look beautiful. You know, our public works, it really just does take every bit of our little city family to make something like this. And I think we all have just this, like, vested interest in seeing it be like this awesome first big event back to Carrollton.
And, you know, I mean, as you mentioned, the local merchants, I think that both the city, the county, the chamber, we all really push this idea of shopping local because it's our local community and we want to help our local community thrive. Why would you say it's so important that we continue to do that right now?
I think that COVID has been... it's been hard on everyone, regardless of if you've made it through it. On and honestly, I will say, like, a lot of our restaurants, like, they offered to go, they stuck through it, and a lot of them have managed to do well, but they're still hit, they're still affected by this, and there are still many of our downtown folks that have not reopened. And you know, we want folks to, we have, I think, what, 8 new businesses that opened last year during a pandemic downtown.
Never underestimate the human spirit.
Yeah, and I honestly think that Carrollton, what it does best is support our local community and our smaller businesses, and there's a lot of folks who may not have even seen some of these new merchants yet. So it's a great chance to check them out.
That's great. All right, so we're going to go ahead and take our first break. But when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with April Saunders and Allie Moffitt as we discuss Mayfest happening this Saturday, May 1st, from 9:30 to 4:30. So stay with us.
Travel, get-togethers, Sunday morning worship. COVID-19 has almost put a stop to our way of life. Vaccination is our best shot at getting back to normal. The COVID-19 vaccine is based on more than a decade of research. Trials show it's safe and can provide up to 95% protection when you've received both doses. Tanner is committed to making the vaccine as widely available as possible, giving you a shot at getting back to life. Until then, keep wearing your mask, washing your hands, and avoid gatherings. Learn more and get updates at tanner.org/vaccine.
At Oak Mountain Academy, our academic excellence shines through innovation and a personalized educational experience. Our pre-K 3 through 12th grade environment offers a family-oriented atmosphere. We are an independent school with faith-based values and an Academy Honor Code. Our academic standards prepare our students for college and beyond. I'm Patrick Duran, headmaster, inviting you to visit us on the mountain or at oakmountain.us. Come see how our warriors are creating legacies.
And we're back to Community Voice. I'm your host, Josh Engel. It's Thursday, April 29th, 8:37 a.m., and we're talking about Mayfest. We got April Saunders and Allie Moffitt from the city of Carrollton. If you're just tuning in, the podcast of this episode will be uploaded to the station's website as well as graticommunications.com. And hey, you know, the city of Carrollton, you guys can share it on your Facebook if you want. Everybody can see it. So if you're just tuning in, be sure to check out the beginning there. So we're talking about Mayfest. You mentioned earlier... I got to give a shout out to the Parks Department. I'm very thankful that I had I got to work at Keep Carroll Beautiful, and interacting with the city Parks Department was unbelievable. I mean, it's just an incredible group of people, and I mean that so wholly. And that's just one department. Now, as you mentioned earlier, there were a lot of departments that had to come together to help pull this off, right?
Yes.
Talk on that for a bit. All the volunteers that helped make this possible.
Yeah, we have a handful of volunteers that are going to help us. You know, we can plan, we can come up with what's going on, but as far as like actually executing day of, we really rely on our volunteers for that. And so we've got a handful of folks that are going to help us for load-in. They're going to help us throughout the day. And then we have some of our own city employees that are going to be working with us at the city tent. Well, you can find us at the very center, very top of the square. You can't miss us. And so we'll be there to help you, to answer any questions, to help guide you around. But we definitely couldn't pull this off without our volunteers.
Yeah. And it's a tough call because we need them to be there at like 5 a.m. So, you know, out of all of our events, it's like, please show up at 5
a.m. That was a hard sell.
And so we couldn't do it without them. And we'll be, you know, trying to butter them up with coffee.
I was just about to say. Tempt them with coffee.
Yes.
And look, honestly, if you're volunteering, I mean, maybe make some coffee at home too, because
yes.
you're going to need it, because you got a busy day ahead
for
of you.
For sure.
It's a lot of stuff that's going to be going on, and
yes.
A lot of things to keep folks busy.
Yeah.
So why don't we chat about the layout for a second? Because
okay.
I understand that things are a little different this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We, you know, in the past have had a lot of booths that go way, way, way down Bradley. And that is a really fun trek up and down that hill. You get a lot of steps in. But one thing that we notice is that there was not as many booths out like down some of our side streets. And a lot of folks park in these areas and walk up. And so you're walking up to this like awesome festival, but your whole first like journey in, there's nothing to see. So instead of, you know, having it just down Bradley, we're extending it out Rome, Noonan, mm-hmm. Alabama, all those streets a little bit more. We've redone the layout a little bit on the square just to make it feel more open, to give more space in between the booths and as you're walking around to see. And we kind of have everything ending right past the amp, right up at Brown Dog area?
About Brown Dog, yep.
Mm-hmm. And the amp is going to have a ton of fun, family-friendly entertainment things that's going on. So it'll kind of all tie together, which I think is going to be really cool.
Oh, that's great. Well, it sounds like there's going to be a great flow. Is there any advice for people that's going to be attending? I mean, do you recommend they start anywhere, or is it just sort of start wherever?
You can pretty much start wherever. We are really kind of excited that we spaced the booths out a little bit this year, because mm-hmm. our vendors told us, you know, when you're all like just sandwiched together, you don't have as much, storefront area. So now you are going to be able to get around the booths a little bit. And so you can plan on like three-sided access, if you will. And so that's been really helpful for us to plan for, because mm-hmm. we feel like folks are going to be able to actually enjoy, pop in and out, and you don't feel like you have to like kind of squeeze into each booth to see what they got going on.
And we feel like for a lot of our downtown merchants that are on some of these side streets, maybe not right in the center of the square, it gives them a little bit more, you know, face of the action kind of thing.
Of course. Excellent. So what about entertainment? I know that the amp is just right there, mm-hmm. smack dab mm-hmm. in the middle of the city. So, but first, how many vendors, by the way?
We have just over 100.
Just over 100?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. How does this compare to other years?
It's slightly smaller, but then again, we were factoring in vendors in the Children's Village mm-hmm. and at the food court. So I would say we're about on par with how we've mm-hmm. been in the past. Maybe slightly smaller, but like very, very, very slightly.
It's
very
so slight. Funny you even say slightly smaller. Yeah. I'm sitting here, 100 yeah. vendors is a lot of vendors.
Yes. And we could have booked more. I mean, I will say our phone has still been ringing this mm-hmm. week for folks wanting to join in. And unfortunately, we're not able to fit them in.
Okay, but isn't this like a testament to how awesome the West Georgia area is?
I think so.
So there are that many, you know, artisans, creative individuals that have these businesses,
yeah.
whether it's jewelry or art or, you know, dream catchers. You can find almost anything in the square.
You really can. And actually, it's surprising. We have a lot of vendors that are from even out of state. They mm-hmm. come every year to this event. And so they love Carrollton. They love coming back to this. And, you know, we're excited to bring, you know, outsiders into Carrollton. Come visit us.
Excellent. Awesome.
My phone started ringing when I first started working here about Mayfest, and that was in September.
Yes.
Well, people look forward to it. I mean,
yes.
really, it is such a fun event. And
yes.
as you mentioned earlier, you know what? The pandemic is starting to fizzle away, and we could not be more thankful for it. So let's get out and breathe some fresh air and have fun.
Exactly.
So back to the amp.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you guys have a lot going on. So speak on that, please.
Well, our Center for the Arts, we sort of tasked them with, hey, let's make the amp fun this year since we don't have jumpy houses. And so they did a really great job of coming up with some lineup of performers. And, you know, I will say in Carrollton, we have a lot of really fun dance groups, dance studios and things that are, you know, in our community. And so our Center for the Arts basically worked with them to come up with different performers for like what each hour. And
mm-hmm.
I don't have that schedule in front of me, but we will have it ready for day of. But we have several mm-hmm. dance groups coming. We have one of our police officers is going to do some stuff with our K-9 unit. And of course, Teen Idol. Mayfest Teen Idol is always there.
It's
and
happening.
That's coming back.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get to see those finalists perform. And, mm-hmm. you know.
At noon.
At noon,
mm-hmm.
yeah. And I can't remember what else. But it's going to be fun.
Yeah, there's going to be
programming.
That's
how much stuff there is. Is there
yes, it's so fun.
9 to 4. There will be something on the stage, 9 to 4.
Yes. Now, so you mentioned Teen Idol. Is that something that has already started? Like, have there been brackets, people in voting? Talk about that, please.
So they've already done auditions for it. And so they basically go through auditions and select a finalist pool. And those are the folks that get to actually perform on stage at the AMP as part of the Teen Idol contest. And then we'll have several winners.
There'll be four judges, and they'll decide on first, second, and third place.
Yep.
And then they will receive a prize.
Yeah. So. And we've had some great Teen Idol contestants in the past that have went on to do some other really cool things. Mm-hmm. So we're excited to see what talent kind of brims up this year.
Well, I mean, look, American Idol, they got to have great talents coming in. So this is a way to start that process.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Now, you mentioned a prize. Mm-hmm. Do we know what the prize is?
Well, we know it's some sort of money.
We know it's a cash prize.
Well, I mean, that's it.
They get a really cool trophy.
I'm gonna start practicing now. I mean, yeah. This is great. I didn't know there was money involved.
There are really cute trophies and money. So, I mean, what more could you ask for?
Honestly, I couldn't agree more. All right, so the AMP is going to be bumping all day long. So
yes.
We have vendors. We have the AMP. So what are, I know that there's so many things going on.
Yes.
So what are some other things that you're excited about?
Well, one of the things that we're excited about, although we won't have our food court area, we have really encouraged a lot of our downtown restaurants to offer to-go options because it's so fun to just walk around, grab a drink, walk around with some to-go food. So a lot of our restaurants have joined in. We know that the pub's going to have his grill out there doing mm-hmm. some hot dogs and hamburgers, and several others of our
plates.
Merchants.
It's going to have grab-and-go, buttered udder, plant-wasted. So a lot of these restaurants, they've already kind of given us the heads up that they're going to have really grab-and-go kind of things. So you don't feel like you have to go eat in.
Yeah.
You can definitely walk around and shop, eat and shop.
Right.
No, you just reminded me about buttered udder. I love buttered udder so
oh, yes.
much. If we haven't given you 100 other reasons
yeah.
to check this out, buttered udder.
For
go
sure.
on the square and get you some ice cream. You can carry that around all day.
Definitely.
Awesome. So restaurants are going to be participating. Honestly, I mean, as far as an age range, I mean, this is family-friendly entertainment.
It really is. I feel like this event really does, it's just something for everybody. Whether you like, more artsy things, or you're looking for something cute to hang on your front door for spring, you're looking for, new earrings, or, Mother's Day's right around the corner. This is a great way to find something unique and different and just spend the day, like, perusing different things that you don't just see every day. And even if you don't buy a thing, you have just spent the day in our downtown just enjoying the awesome weather we're having mm-hmm. and everything that offers, I feel like, downtown.
You mentioned weather. So are the outlooks looking pretty good?
It is, thank goodness.
2% chance of rain. I check it every day.
That's nothing.
Yeah, we are in the clear.
I mean, you guys have obviously been working on this for a long time.
Yes.
In terms of event planning, is there anything more stressful than weather?
No, definitely
<It's>
not.
So stressful because you can't control it.
No.
But clearly you guys have control over everything else. So it's going to be a great day. Now, are there any particular COVID precautions that people need to keep in mind? Are masks required or are they not? I mean, how does that work?
Since it's an outdoor event, it's definitely not a requirement. With vaccinations, hopefully increasing and things like that, we encourage those who feel like they really need to wear a mask or should wear a mask to do so. We are hoping that as more people get their vaccine and things like that, I know our whole marketing team, we're in the clear. We've had both our shots. For us, it was important for us to do that. So we didn't have to feel like we had to mask up or we were worried about whatever it is that we're doing in the stages. And so, really it's whatever is most comfortable for you. But we will have some hand sanitizing mm-hmm. stations. We will have masks available. So we are trying to put in those precautions to allow for social distancing. But with this event being outside, we feel like it's going to overall be a fairly safe environment for everyone.
Honestly, between the and I'm hearing this across the board, mm-hmm. between vaccinations and the antibodies, I mean, mm-hmm. so many people have the antibodies.
Yes.
A lot of people had COVID. And honestly, between that and the vaccines, I mean, we're really looking up in terms of outdoor events that are being planned. I mean, I love how it's not as scary.
Yeah.
It's not as uncertain anymore.
Right.
So this is a safe, fun event. It's going to be a great day for the whole family. So we're going to go ahead and take our second break. But when we come back, we're going to finish up talking about Mayfest with April Saunders and Allie Moffitt. So stay with us.
Use.
Travel, get-togethers, Sunday morning worship. COVID-19 has almost put a stop to our way of life. Vaccination is our best shot at getting back to normal. The COVID-19 vaccine is based on more than a decade of research. Trials show it's safe and can provide up to 95% protection when you've received both doses. Tanner is committed to making the vaccine as widely available as possible, giving you a shot at getting back to life. Until then, keep wearing your mask, washing your hands, and avoid gatherings. Learn more and get updates at tanner.org/vaccine.
As a graduate of Oak Mountain Academy, I've found that my experience on the mountain prepared me beyond all expectations. As a junior at Auburn University, I approached my studies with great confidence thanks to what I learned at OMA. When I think back on my time on the mountain, I think of my teachers. Their genuine love and concern for me as a student was always evident. And now, as an adult, I still foster those relationships. I'm Carly Robinson, an Oak Mountain Academy alum. Visit oakmountain.us to see how you can offer your child an amazing opportunity to be a warrior.
And we're back to Community Voice. It's your host, Josh Engel. Joining me today, we have April Saunders and Allie Moffitt. And we have been talking about Mayfest. Mayfest, when is it? It's this Saturday.
This Saturday.
It's so soon, May 1st. And it is from 9:30 to 4:30 p.m., 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. It is a day full of events. If you're just tuning in, go back and check out this podcast, the podcast of this episode, which will be uploaded to this station's website, as well as graticcommunications.com. So, clearly, it's going to be a day of fun, family-friendly fun. Everybody can come out and enjoy it. It's outdoors. You don't have to be so worried about COVID. It's that's the thing of the past. Let's move past that. I'm looking forward to that. Now, you did mention that there is there's a little something special with the map this year.
There is. So we have created a Google map. So we put all of our vendors and listed them by their location and their booth number and just kind of a category of what category they fall into: jewelry, metalworks, glassworks, things like that. And you can find the link to that Google map on our last post on our Facebook page, which, speaking of Facebook, we have a new Facebook page. You can find us at Original Carrollton GA. You can find us at Facebook and Instagram at that handle. You can also find us on Instagram for our downtown page at Downtown Carrollton GA. And so unfortunately, you're going to have the link in order to get to the map, but it's right there front and center on our Facebook page. And so you just click on that. It works with Google Maps, either on your desktop or if you have the app.
How did you manage to pull that off?
She is like a logistical genius.
I mean, yeah. I'm sitting here thinking, like, what? You guys got a Google camera, like, down there to, like, do the whole thing. We see them
so
on the
cool
road.
You because know? You can zoom in. Like, if you really, like, we do hear each year that there's a lot of folks looking for a so-and-so vendor because they go and see them every year. And so now you can really plan out your day, scope out, you know, where folks may be and make sure you don't miss those spots. And it's great to have it right there on your phone mm-hmm. versus carrying around a piece of paper.
Yep.
That is so handy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So now you can map out your circuit.
You really can. Mm-hmm.
And then map out which restaurants you're going to stop at along the way.
Exactly.
What about parking?
So, yes, we are very excited that although we won't have jumpy houses where those things would normally be, we have a whole extra parking lot available right smack down in the thick part of it. Yeah. So, that City Hall parking lot normally is full and blocked off. And so this year we actually have parking there and in that sort of adjacent lot, which opens up, you know, just prime spots for people to be able to get to all the fun even quicker.
Like where the Quilt Museum is and then up the... Yeah. Okay. I got you. Mm-hmm. Up there near Brian Dong.
Those lots will be open this year, which is, I think, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And now, are there any parking assigned spots on the other side of the square?
All of our parking decks, like all of our other major public parking areas, would still be open. Usually we're closed like right past City Hall up. So, you know, we're moving that up with our new floor plan kind of thing. And so having the new parking right there, it'll just add, you know, just easier access. There's also parking down like kind of across from the depot that mm-hmm. a lot of folks use behind, you know, all the areas. So tons of places to park, but we definitely encourage folks to use the decks, those lots. It makes it really easy to just cut across and hit, you know, all of the action on any of those side streets.
They're in the prime location. It's just right there in the center of it.
Really,
so if you go snag a parking spot there, go early, get you a nice spot, and you'll have a great day. So it was brought to my attention that, you know, this is really kickoff I mean, Mayfest is huge. Don't get me wrong. I mean, you guys have been getting calls about it for 7 months. Yeah. But, I mean, you guys have like a summer plan. I mean, you have tons of events scheduled.
We do, actually.
Would you mind speaking on that?
So we have not announced them all, but we are excited that this year will be, you know, we'll have all of our major events like we normally do, which includes, it starts with Mayfest, but we'll also have a great lineup of summer movies and concerts at the Amp, which is always really fun. We will have our Taste of Carrollton later this summer. Market days,
we're going to do 3 market days this year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So those will be, we've started sort of working on those as well. Our big announcements for concerts and movies we hope to have out on our social media in the next few weeks. We're just trying to finalize a few little details. Then we also have our Carrollton Half Marathon coming back, which was a fantastic event. We got to have it one time, you know, last year with everything else, it was canceled. So we only have gotten to do it this one time, but it was this one amazing time. So we're super excited that that's going to bring back. We already have over 100 and I think 40 people registered for that marathon already. So just a whole bunch of fun stuff this summer. BRAG, which is the Bicycle Riders Across Georgia, it's a big group coming in June. It's going to bring a lot of visitors. They're bringing in some entertainment around their conference stuff as well. Our Carrollton Teen Theater are going to be performing Little Shop of Horrors for their summer program. So that's going to be really fun.
My eyes just got really big. I love Little Shop of Horrors. So this is like a kids theater group?
It's our teen theater. That's They're great. Performing. So we did Grease a few years ago, and now we're doing the Little Shop of Horrors. So they really try to do some fun programming each, you know, year. And so just a whole bunch of stuff.
Wow. So it's a year packed full of events. Now, you spoke earlier on the new Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Original Carrollton GA.
Mm-hmm.
So now, can folks find this information that we're talking about? Can they find it on that Facebook?
Yes, you can find all the things. So we did some social media transitioning over the past, I guess, few months. Mm-hmm. And so we really have this one robust Facebook page now. So you can go to one page and find out everything you need to know about what's happening downtown, our Center for the Arts, Park and Recreation. We have a lot of awesome summer camps that we just announced for arts and Parks and Rec there. So that is a great spot to find out all the things. And then we have our 2 new Instagrams that Allie mentioned.
Yeah, 2 new Instagrams. The one for the city is Original Carrollton GA. Same handle as the Facebook. And then the downtown is Downtown Carrollton GA. And that's focused on mostly just events and merchants in the downtown area, but you can get great information from both of them.
Definitely. Awesome. So we only have about 3 minutes left. Are there any final thoughts that you want to leave listeners with?
Well, we just are so excited to be able to help plan and host some fun events for you guys. We're excited to again see a bunch of fun smiling faces this year, and we just are excited to get things going this weekend.
I mean this, as you mentioned, this is the start of a year full of fun, so we should really just blow out and just make it as fun as possible. How about you, Miss Allie?
Yeah, I think Mayfest, like we've said, it's just kind of, we've kind of viewed it as like our kickoff for the summer. It's really our kind of, we're stepping out really big. It's the first really big thing since COVID, and even though COVID hit before, or was, you know, in her world a long time before I came back, I can really just see that the community is ready to come back together, ready for whatever normal looks like. Mm-hmm. And so just being able to have this festival that we've had for 30 plus years, to have people come back to downtown, really experience our downtown in a new light. And then these small changes that we have made to Mayfest, I think people are going to be excited about it. It's going to be a little different, but it's also going to be so familiar. And I think that's what mm-hmm. people miss.
Definitely.
And are looking forward to. So we're just really pumped to have a fun lineup this summer. The Amp, like you said, is going to be bumping. Mm-hmm. We're going to have stuff going on. So new social media, new square, new events. We're really excited. Yeah.
Mayfest, all together, awesome.
All together.
Awesome. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to go ahead and wrap up there. But I want to say, April, thank you so much for taking the time to come in.
Thank you for having us. Mm-hmm.
Allie, I appreciate all the work that you guys have put into this. And thank you, of course, for tuning in. We'll see you on Saturday.
Thank you.